do.
Amen.
To fail. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Our worship this morning will be a little more brief than usual, which means I've got about an hour and a half. Praise God. Staff's been working hard all week. Get any extra time, that would be good for them. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Number 74 in our white book. Spirit divine, come in, come in. I've told you the story. Here we go again. I've told you the story. Years ago, my dad, he was developing dementia and went on for about 10 years progressively. And it got to a point where my mother really was overwhelmed with his care. Some people that have Alzheimer's are very quiet. They sit and never talk. My father was just the opposite. He asked questions over and over and over and over again. And he worried about things. And we saw that my mother was getting worn out. My sisters on Long Island were trying to help. We lived in Brooklyn. We'd get out there as often as we could. But we were homeschooling our children at the time, and Lily and I prayed about it and talked about it, and we thought that after Sunday night meeting, we'll pack up our bags and move out to Long Island and live there half the week, help my mom and dad, come back. So we were thinking about that, but where are we going to live? They have a little house, and I know that the apartment downstairs is full of junk is probably not the right word. You know, when my dad's mom passed away, half her stuff went to his house. And, you know, these rooms become storage rooms after a while. And and it becomes overwhelming as to how to clean them out and what to do. So I talked to my siblings, and we rented a dumpster. And because I was a minister and I didn't work, I could go out there during the day and try to clean out the apartment. We threw a lot of things away. Maybe some things we could have saved and could have sold, but who has time for that, right? Now, when I originally went out there to clean the apartment, we had discussed that we can probably hire somebody to live in that apartment and then check on my parents upstairs. And so we were thinking about who we could, we could do that with. And then as I was cleaning out the apartment, the Lord put it in my heart, you're making room for yourself. You're going to live there for a few days a week. And that took me by surprise. I didn't even consider that could be a possibility. So I talked to Lily, and we canned this whole idea of hiring a nurse or somebody, and she was willing to move out there and teach the children out there. It was challenging, This environment was different. I slept upstairs to be near my dad. She was downstairs with the girls and Kenny. But we did that for over a year. But I never forgot that. I thought I was cleaning out the apartment for somebody else. I was making room for myself. We've talked about, especially last night, God putting his finger on things in your life that he wants to get rid of. He wants you to surrender to him and turn from. And sometimes people look at that as all the sacrifices I have to make to be a Christian, and he won't let me do this, and he won't let me have that, and I've got to give up this. But maybe he's telling you that because he's making room for himself. I found that to be the case. Whenever God asks me to let something go, it's to make more room for Jesus in my life. And so when you look at it that way, you say, what else, Lord? What else? Jesus has to make room for himself. And I thought of that when the song was presented to me this morning. Emptied of self and filled with thee. God abhors a vacuum. And as he empties us of ourself, and as we, you know, empty before him, then he comes and fills that empty place. And it's so much better to have Jesus there than you. Praise God. Okay, please. Number 74 in our white book.
must be. More of you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Oh, fill us more greatly, Lord. Enlarge us. Hallelujah. Make more room for yourself. And come, Jesus, come. Hallelujah. Let's also sing, Jesus, I Come. It's in our hardcover book. And we'll find the page unless somebody knows it.
233.
Thank you. 233 in your hardcover book.
Jesus. because he is here. Maybe sing it in your church, I don't know.
He is here, hallelujah, he is here, amen. We got that down, right? He is here, holy, holy. I will bless his name again. So if you're just saying he is here, you got half the song down, okay? He is here, listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here. He is here. You can touch him. That's it. And you'll never be the same. Praise God. So we're going to try to sing that. And it just helps us to focus on Jesus, to keep our attention on him. Now, you might not hear him say, Tevin, or Cassie, or who are you? Hannah. But you can tell when God's calling you by name, when you hear something in the meeting, and you say, how did he know that? God's speaking right to me. That's the very thing I was thinking about when I came in the meeting. I've been praying about that all week. Or the answer to my question. Calling you by name means that he makes himself so personally real, and he sees you as an individual. You know, Jesus saw people as a flock of sheep having no shepherd, but he also looked at that flock made up of individuals, and he was acquainted with their needs, and he knew how to deal with each one perfectly. And he looks over this group this morning like that. So I'm going to play it and see. He is here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again. Yes, he knows your name. That name means all that you are, all that you've been through. Hallelujah. He knows. There was a man at the airport, and he was waiting. His flight was delayed. And he was very upset because he was important. He had places to go and things to do. So after an hour, he comes up to the counter. What's happening with the flight? We've been waiting. We're sorry, sir. We're doing our best. There's been a need of a repair, and we're working on it as quickly as we can. We'll board you soon as possible. All right. Well, better be quick. So he goes down, comes back an hour later. You told me that this was going to, we were going to be fast, and we were going to get on there. I'm sorry, sir. We're doing. Do you realize who I am? I've got a very important appointments. Do you know who I am? No. Listen. Do you know who I am? Who you're speaking to? And he got very rude with her and very forceful. And so she very calmly said, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we have a man here who doesn't know who he is. If someone could please come and claim him, it would be greatly appreciated. And then he went back to his seat with a whole different attitude. But Jesus knows who you are. And you're not who you think you are, believe me. Praise God.